Frankly, sir, Rachel said, looking into the monitor, I'm stunned you would ask me to do that. The president looked taken aback.
I thought you'd be excited to help out.
Excited? Sir, my differences with my father aside, this request puts me in an impossible position. I have enough problems with my father without going head-to-head with him in some kind of public death match. Despite my admitted dislike of the man, he is my father, and pitting me against him in a public forum, frankly, seems beneath you.
Hold on. Herney waved his hands in surrender. Who said anything about a public forum?
Rachel paused. I assumed you'd like me to join the administrator of NASA on the podium for the 8 o'clock press conference.
Herney's guffaw boomed in the audio speakers. Rachel, what kind of man do you think I am? Do you really imagine I'd ask someone to stab her father in the back on national television?
But you said...
And do you think I would make the NASA administrator share the limelight with the daughter of his arch-enemy? Not to burst your bubble, Rachel, but this press conference is a scientific presentation. I'm not sure your knowledge of meteorites, fossils, or ice structures would lend the event much credibility.
Rachel felt herself flush. But then, what endorsement did you have in mind?
One more appropriate to your position.
Sir?
You are my White House intelligence liaison. You brief my staff on issues of national importance.
You want me to endorse this for your staff?
Herney still looked amused by the misunderstanding. Yes, I do. The skepticism I'll face outside the White House is nothing compared to what I'm facing from my staff right now. We're in the midst of a full-scale mutiny here. My credibility in-house is shot. My staff has begged me to cut back NASA funding. I've ignored them, and it's been political suicide.
Until now.
Exactly. As we discussed this morning, this discovery's timing will seem suspect to political cynics, and nobody's as cynical as my staff is at the moment. Therefore, when they hear this information for the first time, I want it to come from...
You haven't told your staff about the meteorite?
Only a few top advisors. Keeping this discovery a secret has been a top priority.
Rachel was stunned. No wonder he's facing a mutiny. But this is not my usual area. A meteorite could hardly be considered an intelligence-related gist.
Not in the traditional sense, but it certainly has all the elements of your usual work. Complex data that needs to be distilled, substantial political ramifications.
I'm not a meteorite specialist, sir. Shouldn't your staff be briefed by the administrator of NASA?
Are you kidding? Everyone here hates him. As far as my staff is concerned, Ekstrom is the snake oil salesman who has lured me into bad deal after bad deal. Rachel could see the point.
How about Corky Marlinson, the National Medal in Astrophysics? He's got far more credibility than I do.
My staff is made up of politicians, Rachel, not scientists. You've met Dr. Marlinson. I think he's terrific, but if I let an astrophysicist loose on my team of left-brain, think-inside-the-box intellectuals, I'll end up with a herd of deer in the headlights. I need someone accessible. You're the one, Rachel. My staff knows your work, and considering your family name, you're about as unbiased a spokesperson as my staff could hope to hear from.
Rachel felt herself being pulled in by the president's affable style. At least you admit my being the daughter of your opponent has something to do with your request. The president gave a sheepish chuckle.
Of course it does. But as you can imagine... My staff will be briefed one way or another, no matter what you decide. You are not the cake, Rachel. You are simply the icing. You are the individual most qualified to do this briefing, and you also happen to be a close relative of the man who wants to kick my staff out of the White House next term. You've got credibility on two accounts.
You should be in sales.
As a matter of fact, I am, as is your father. And to be honest, I'd like to close a deal for a change.